Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
I'm Leo Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap, Italianity, the culture of Italian wine. With me are the wonderful folks behind it, Andrea, Leonardi, and Jessica Dupuy. By the way, Andrea, master of wine. Ciao.
Nice to meet you.
Ciao. Lovely to meet you too. Jessica, lovely to be with you.
Lovely to meet you.
So let's kick off with the title, Italianity. I'll let you go first. As a journalist, you know the header, the slug we call it often in the newsroom. But that headline matters. It's what pops when people look at a book, as well as the photography. We'll get into that. But Italianity, the culture of Italian wine, what's at the core of it?
So Italianity, as that subtitle says, is about the culture, right? So there are plenty of books and wonderful books that are out there about the soils and the climate and the list of producers you should go visit when you go to Tuscany or to Sicily. But this book is an invitation to come a little bit closer, to not worry as much about that, but think more about the story and the why and the how behind what is in Italian wine. If you think about it, Italian wine is, or Italian food and Italian culture is on the table in America two or three times a week in the form of pizza or pasta or things like that. And this is an invitation to understand Italian wine in a different way.
Yeah. And full disclosure, we should say we are enjoying great Italian wine, thanks to you, and food here at A16. Dame Shelley Lindgren,
yeah,
behind the restaurant here, bringing us all together, uniting us through the food and the wine. And so, Andrea, you've lived this culture. You are of this culture. How important is wine in Italian culture?
It's very important. I'm Italian 100%, even if my blood has a little bit of Austrian inside. But when I became master of wine, I realized that I was an Italian master of wine. And wine, it was part of my family. I come from a fifth generation vine grower in the Policella area. I grew up in a big table where everybody was there, three families, my grandfather family, my father, my uncle families, and wine was every day at the table. It was normal to have a glass of wine for lunch and for dinner. So for me, it's part of my culture, it's part of our Italianity. As we dress with beautiful jackets or like you today, I don't know, probably you bought in Italy this
lovely jacket. This is an Italian jacket.
Ah, yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah. You know, this is how people they recognize. And I think that when you see an Italian, it's not just about the language, the accent, but it is about the culture, the beauty, the hearts that is surrounding us. That is making the fact that we have an Italianness that is part of our behavior,
yeah. The
way how we talk, the way how we think.
And I love the name, Italianity. It's just not a word I've heard, and yet it makes so much sense. It does make sense, obviously. And I think outside
Italy...
Would
it make sense to you?
Absolutely. Well, clearly. I'm wearing it. I'm drinking it.
No, but
I'm eating it.
Is it the first time that you feel Italianity?
No, I've been feeling it, but didn't know how to express it. I've never used that word before.
And now do you think that you will use?
Oh, absolutely. I will absolutely, and I will share it with others. And I hadn't really given it so much thought until when you were talking today about the culture, the food and wine and of fashion and just conviviality and hospitality. These are things that are all of the Italian way that I've been embracing most of my adult life since my first trip to the Longo 25 years ago. So for you, Jessica, how did you come to Italy? How did Italian wines and Italianity become so important to you?
Well, so my job is in telling the story of others.
Yeah.
And not everyone, I mean, everybody's got a story, but not everyone has a story that you think you can grasp onto and say, other people really need to hear this.
Yeah.
When I met Andrea, I really felt like there was something very different about him. And I think what struck a chord for me about Italianity is actually my own identity as someone from Texas. And I very much love where I'm from, very much feel that when I go places, that that's the identity that I put out there when I'm traveling.
Yeah.
And as he was sharing his stories with me, his perception of Italian wine with me, it became very clear that this is something that is a different way for people to understand what this culture is about.
Yeah.
Through the lens of wine.
And we're here, obviously, San Francisco, America. When you look through your lens, but you're here in this country, Andrea, how do you think Americans and Americans here in the Bay Area in San Francisco get what it means surrounding this word, Italianity? Do you get a sense of it here?
I got this sense when I came inside this restaurant this morning, A16. I talked to Jessica immediately. The exit, the entrance or the exit of the restaurant is British. It's something from the colonies. But when you arrive inside, you're just feeling the soul of Italy. You see, by certain brands that are on the shelf, certain type of pasta, they were making on pasta, there was this lifestyle, which is what make my country unique. But I want to tell you, I built my Italianity outside of Italy. I built it structurally in Italy, growing in a traditional family, working in a different place, studying really hard and work really hard in order to build my professional career.
Yeah.
But after that, I understood about that and I started to put values in that when I started to travel around the world.
Yeah.
And everything was born in New York.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a self person in the street of New York,
where
a very typical Italian guy told me tomorrow morning, don't bring your wine with you. We go out and we sell wine as Italian people can sell wine.
Wow. And that was a life changer for you, that moment.
It was a life changer for me.
Yeah.
This guy came that it was like out of the Vogue magazine.
Yeah.
It was shining in Italy. And I really realized that it was convincing the people just because behind him there was an image, there was a reputation of being an expertise of Italy.
Yeah.
And that is what we need to build.
Yeah.
We need to transfer our expertise of being Italian to people that they need this expertise.
Yeah.
As when we buy a car, as when we buy a ring or a jacket or whatever it is.
Well, I'll be honest, Andrea, I walked in the room today and I immediately went, whoop, there's the Italian. more than anyone else, because you embody it, you live it, you exude it. You present it. You are it.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
to hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
This book, Jessica, one of many books that you've had the joy of writing, and this one with Andrea, within these pages, within the binds, I love the fact that it's in English and in Italian. It takes us on a journey. You also feed us with some great recipes here. In essence, what do you hope will be the takeaway for people when they read Italianity, the culture of Italian wine?
That wine is about a human touch, right? About people just as much as the soils or the climate or all the little things we try to say are in the glass. It's about who touched it before it went into the glass.
Yeah.
And I think that especially in a time right now when we need to try to understand where wine fits into our lives as a culture, what I love about the Italian culture is that there is wine always on the table, but it is never the center of the table. And I think in some ways we've kind of over-premiumized the idea of wine and that it's got to be super special or the best wine or the highest score wine in front of us. But actually, it doesn't matter if it's just a little tumbler of Dolcetto sitting in front of you. Yeah. As long as you're with the right people and you're enjoying yourself or you're hearing the stories of how it came to be, that's what this book is meant to do, to remind you that it's the people.
Well, I usually begin my interview by saying, what are we drinking? And for whatever reason, I didn't do that today, but I'll go around the table. Andrea, what are we drinking today?
We drink San Polo Brunello di Montalcino Vigna Vecchia 2020.
And I have to tell you, it's a party on the palate. Why? Because there's a dance happening up here with every sip. A gorgeous gift from the gods. Great Italian wine. Chin chin to you both right here.
Cheers.
My favorite sound. The other favorite sound, the sound of a cork popping. But that's a good sound. I'll let you both have the last word. Andrea, for those who've not yet picked up the book, Italianity, the Culture of Italian Wine, why should they pick up this book?
It's a book for young people, for people that don't work in wine, and they can have some stories that they can use in the private life, in the professional life. Making good wine, all the masters, all the maestri that I met in my life, they didn't tell me how to make a better wine. They always helped me to be a better person.
And you're better for it. We're better for it. Jessica, last word with you then. Italianity, the Culture of Italian Wine. Why should folks pick up the book?
This is a book that allows a lot of entry points, whether it's stories or profiles, whether it's understanding not just wine, but leadership structures, how to understand how to walk into different cultures and try to get those cultures to interact with you and for you to be humble enough to interact with them. If we try to remind ourselves, you know, as we as Americans are about to spend our 250th birthday, Italy really unified in 1861, so it was really very young.
Yeah.
And what's beautiful about this book is that despite all of the different regionalities that they have, the different dialects, the different foods, what they have in common is a common thread about the way that their wines express themselves in the glass, whether that's red or white. There's no question when you drink an Italian wine that it's Italian, and that's what we want to celebrate.
Well, I celebrate you on a beautiful book with my Italian wine in hand, with my Italian jacket on, and a happy tummy full of great Italian eats, thanks to Dame Shelley. And I'll leave you, friends, with this quote on the book, Italianity. From Dame Shelley Lindgren, Italianity brilliantly describes how Italian wine is distinctly connected to Italian culture. It's a must-read, everybody. You can learn from it, you can drink from it, drink with it, and cook from it. Put this in your bookshelf. You'll be happy you have it. Friends, one last time, our thanks to Master of Wine, Andrea Lonardi, and writer, journalist, and wine lover, and lover of all things Italian, Jessica Dupuy. To you both. Chin chin.
Cheers, Liam.
Thank you so very much. Friends, more on Italianity at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.